Welcome to Worcester Speaks Out. I'm Tony Bristol, along with my special guest this morning, Colleen McGoldrick, the Development and Communications Specialist at Abby's House, along with Stephanie Page, the Executive Director of Abby's House. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here. Abby's House has been around for a very long time, Stephanie, right?
We have been. We've been around since 1976.
Wow. Give me a little history. How did it start? And how far has it come from 1976 to now?
Well, it's quite a story. So we started, in the early 1970s, there was an emerging concern about women who were homeless. So at that time, Annette Rafferty was on a task force that was researching homelessness among women. So she went out to talk with women and find out where they were staying. And she collected all this information and she went back to her task force and, you know, after 2 years of doing this research, really witnessed that there was a real concern and a real need. When the task force did not go forward with any solution, Annette resigned and then she started Abby's House on her own. She gathered volunteers together and said, we have to do something about this problem. And then started with shelter in 1976. So started with a 9-bed shelter that continues today. It provides housing for women who are coming directly from a situation of homelessness, provides them with short-term stay and the help to get them into a permanent, more permanent housing situation, and gives them the support that they need to then be able to stabilize that housing.
Is it exclusive to homeless women, or are there women who are going through maybe a battered woman situation and stuff like that? Is it a place to escape and to find some solace somewhere in the meantime of getting help and stuff like that? Or is it just dealing with homeless women?
Yeah, well, women are homeless for all different reasons. And at Abby's House, you know, we treat each woman individually. She comes in with her own unique situation. And so, you know, women can be homeless because of domestic violence situation, as well as just the lack of safe and affordable housing that exists. They really turn to us when they have exhausted all of their resources and they've, you know, lived on somebody's couch, slept on the couch, or lived in their car, and they have nowhere else to turn.
Are there any requirements, like, for them to be accepted at Abby's House? How do you decide? I mean, you have 9 beds. How do you decide who gets them? Because that's not a lot.
Yeah.
But it's something.
Yeah. The demand is great. There's no question. So, you know, obviously, if there's another option for a woman, we will help her find another option. So, but there are so few options. I mean, the need is so great in the whole Worcester area. So, it's when a bed becomes available, you know, we will interview the women who are coming in, who are seeking the shelter, and we'll decide if it's a fit for her. It is short term. It's 60 to 90 days. And so, you know, women really has to be ready to, you know, do some work to help herself find a more permanent solution to her situation.
And Colleen, what goes on there in those 60 to 90 days? What kind of services do you provide to women who are homeless looking for shelter?
Sure. So each of the women who are staying in our shelter are assigned an advocate, and they come up with an individualized empowerment plan. And what that plan does is they look at the woman, because each woman is individual and has her own unique needs and things that she wants to accomplish, as Stephanie said, to try and gain stabilized housing. So they work with their advocate to determine, you know, what do they need? Do they need some counseling with a mental health advocate? Do they need something as simple as maybe they don't even have an ID, like a state-issued ID? So it's really working with their advocate one-on-one to come up with the best plan that's going to help her in that situation.
So it's an overnight shelter, but in addition to that, as Stephanie was mentioning, it provides housing, seven two-bedroom apartments, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so we started a shelter, but you had asked about how we've evolved over time. So we've been here almost 43 years. So when Abby started, the founders really believed that the need for shelter for women would go away. that there would be no tolerance for women being on the streets and being homeless, particularly women with children, too. So but the need continued to grow. So in the 1990s, Abby's expanded into housing. So we actually now have we're doing a renovation right now on one of our properties. At the end of the June, when it's complete, we're going to have 79 units of supportive housing for women, both with children and without children. So we are the Worcester's largest provider of housing that's specifically designed for women with and without children.
So you're providing the housing. Are you also providing food, meals, or anything like that?
Yeah, so housing. So the housing, what's special about housing is it allows women to stay with us as long as they need. So shelter, short-term stay, but then housing is long-term. They can stay with us, and that, you know, because each woman's situation is different, they may need to stay with us some longer than others. And so during that time, we continue to help them with their advocacy needs. We have an advocate assigned to them, just as we do in the shelter, to help them put together a plan for themselves and what their goals are. I like to say we help women dream, give them a chance to dream about their futures. And then we help connect them to the resources that they need through our advocates. And then at the same time, we're providing food. We have a kitchen. We do meals together a couple of times a week. Churches come in and congregations come in and provide meals. There's one right now that's getting ready, barely eating.
Yep.
There's a lot of going on with your advocates, and I bet there's a lot of women that never realized what's available to them. What is the most common misconception of the help that you provide at Abby's House? Is it, I didn't know that you guys could guide me along into, you know, maybe finding a job or maybe finding some permanent housing or maybe I have a health issue and you can point me in the right direction to get that some attention.
You know what I think it is, Tony, is I think women don't know that they're worth these services and that they're capable of getting them themselves. So our advocates are working to empower them. So when they identify what they need, we're helping them so they can go out and learn how can they find the resources and get the resources themselves. And that they're deserving, you know, that they deserve the help, that there are all these resources there for them, and that we're going to help them, that there's somebody there who cares about them and who wants to see them succeed and improve their lives, and that we care, that there's a whole community at Abby's House that really cares.
If your immediate need is a roof over your head, how can you concentrate on all that other stuff, right?
Well,
so
exactly.
You guys are providing the first initial service to them, which is, okay, we have a place for you to stay. There's heat. There's food. There's other people around that may be going through the same situation as you. So take that off your mind. And now let's concentrate on all the other stuff. And that's what the advocates do, I believe, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And you have events throughout the year. Tell me what these events do. What are they? And how do they help the women at Abby's House?
Sure. So we have two main events each year. We have our Springtacular, which is a food and beverage tasting event that also has a silent auction. And that will be this year, May 16th, which is a Thursday evening, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the College of the Holy Cross in the Hogan Campus Center. And then our other event is our 5K. And this year we will be celebrating our 10th annual 5K, which is in October on the 19th. In the morning. And both of those events, all the proceeds raised either through sponsorships, through fundraising, donations, silent auction, all proceeds raised go to benefit the women and children of Abby's House.
And all the information is available at abbyshouse.com?
.org. Abbyshouse.org.
A-B-B-Y-S house.org.
Yes.
Not .com.
Yep.
Tell me how the public can get involved. I mean, once they get to the website and they see what you're doing and they see your Springtacular event and the 5K, how can they get involved?
Oh my gosh, there are so many ways to get involved with Abby's House, which is fantastic. We actually have over 200 volunteers regularly, which we could not do what we do every day without our amazing supporters and volunteers. So there are numerous ways to give. You can either be a volunteer, and that can look like a daily or weekly volunteer, either in our reception, or we have an overnight shelter chaperone. You can volunteer in our thrift shop, which is open Mondays through Saturday. You can also volunteer at our events. So Springtacular, we have an amazing committee. So you can volunteer on the committee. You can volunteer day of at events. Really any way that you feel like you can make the most impact is how we want to see you used. And then there's other donations. So we have a thrift shop where people can donate clothing, small household items. Our thrift shop is open to the community, so it not only supports the women who are at Abby's House, but it's also there as a community resource. So we refer out to different agencies. If there's someone who is struggling to find work clothing, they can work with our partnering agencies to get a voucher to come shop our thrift shop.
And the thrift shop is located inside Abby's House.
It is, yes.
It's right on 52 High Street.
Yep, in our ground level. It's an amazing thrift shop. Just went through an awesome renovation. So there's new fixtures, new lighting. It looks great, and it's there as a community resource.
Spring cleaning season is coming out, folks. So gather all the stuff that you don't wear anymore that's been tucked away in the corner of your closet, just wrinkling itself up there. Put it together in a big bag and bring it down to Abby's House.
Yep.
I'm sure there's people there that can find good use for it.
Absolutely. And then the last way that people can really make their impact is by donating monetarily. So we have different needs. We have our housing, we have shelter. So any gift that someone feels like could make an impact really does make an impact.
Stephanie, going on 43 years, there must be lots of success stories. Can you share one with us? You know, this particular woman came in and, you know, here's where she started and here's where she ended up.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many. You know, we say that we've helped over 13,000 women in those 43 years. And just remember, these are the women, they're mothers, daughters, cousins, sisters, they're our neighbors, they're all around us in our community. And so, I'll tell you, we always have women who have lived at Abby's, been through our programs, who sit on our board. So it's a way to help inform the organization at the board level. And so we have, I'll tell you about what we have a couple now on the board. One woman came into the shelter as a child. She came in with her mother and her brother. And she was not there long, not more than a few days. But she will tell you that it was one of the most impactful experiences of her life, because when she came in, she remembers feeling safe, what it meant to be in a place that was safe, where people were there to help her. She can remember the kitchen table, the blueberry muffin in the morning, and the smell of the blueberry muffins in the house. And, you know, I think it gave her a sense of hope about her future, that she could be safe. And, you know, as I said before, that people are there that care. She's gone on to become work in a bank at a very high level and have a really wonderful life and gives back in so many different ways.
Tell me more about the renovations, $16.2 million worth. How is this critical project, how is it going to impact the women you serve in the greater Worcester community?
Yeah, this is exciting for us right now. So, you know, we have those the 9-bed shelter and the 79 units of housing. That's across 4 different properties. So the last property we acquired in 2001 was from the Sisters of Mercy at 52 High. So that's where most of our programs are in our offices. Sisters of Mercy built this building in the 1920s. It's an amazing building. And it was always housing for women, safe housing for women. But they could no longer maintain it, and they gifted it to Abby's House in 2001. And we knew we had to do a renovation in order to preserve that building and the housing there. So we are finally, 17 years later, after acquiring the building, with all the community support, have been able to embark on this renovation. We are almost done. The building will, all the basic systems are updated in it, plumbing, heating, electrical, you name it, all the masonry is repaired, new windows. And then there are some really great upgrades and enhancements, like it's now fully accessible. The elevator has been installed. All the spaces are accessible. There's a ramp coming into the building. There's a new commercial kitchen. There's new program space where we can help meet women's needs.
There's also going to be accessible bedrooms that were added once the renovation is going to be complete.
There's new kitchens up on the residential floors. And there's, so 56 units of housing in this building, along with a thrift shop, all our offices and program space. There used to be one kitchen in the building and one laundry. The laundry was in the basement, and then the kitchen was on the first floor. So now we have on the residential floors, we have laundries and kitchens. Mm-hmm. So we're preserving this building and the housing there for what we hope is another 100 years.
So you've adjusted to accommodate the need, because the need is growing, unfortunately. What are the things you're seeing that causes women and children to be homeless?
Well, I think that there are a lot of different factors. I think the biggest one is that there's just not enough safe housing and affordable housing. And, you know, there's this the National Low Income Housing Coalition has a report that it does each year called Out of Reach, the High Cost of Housing. In Worcester, a one-bedroom apartment costs $942 a month. That requires a person to earn $37,000 annually to afford it, or $18 an hour. Many of the women at Abbey's do work, but they're in low-wage jobs, and they can't afford that type of rent. And so that's where we help meet that gap. And then the housing, particularly for women, it's really important that housing be safe. There's many places that women just don't feel safe. Some of the places that they may be able to afford to live are not in the safest places. And then domestic violence, we talked about that earlier.
On the increase, it seems. And it's so great to have a place like Abbey's House around to provide shelter, to provide housing, to provide advocacy. And the work you do is just great.
Thank you.
And all, you know, your team there. How many people do you have that call Abbey's House their job?
Well, we have 14 staff, full-time staff, and then another 10 part-time. And as Colleen mentioned, we have those hundreds of volunteers. We could not do it without volunteers or without donations that we receive from people. You know, we have a needs list on that website. I mean, people help to purchase those basic needs. They can be things like toilet paper, so that helps us to be able to do what we do. And Tony, the other thing is that Abbey's House has never in the past received government funding for our programs. And so we've always depended on the generosity of the local community. It's individuals, it's local businesses, local foundations. And we've only been able to grow to meet the need because the community has really made that happen. And it's people like yourself, people helping to share, spread the message about what Abbey's House does.
And that is probably one of the biggest helps, is getting the word out and making people aware. There are so many colleges in the Worcester area, in Central Mass. Does Abbey's House accept their volunteering of community service? If I'm in college and I want to do a paper on, this crisis, or can I go to Abbey's House and receive credit for spending some time there?
Absolutely. So we do require that our volunteers do need to be at least 18 years or older, but we have an awesome group of right now Holy Cross students who actually help to chaperone our overnight shelter. So we require that at least one volunteer be there overnight with our shelter guests just to make sure that they're safe. So Holy Cross right now is doing a couple of nights a week, which is greatly beneficial. We've had interns from Clark University come, Worcester State has come. So any way that the college kids want to come learn more about Abbey's, we certainly open up the door and would love to see them.
That's great, because it may provide a, hey, this is something I want to do in the future. And eventually they could be board members someday.
Yeah.
Or be part of your management team, or be part of the team over at Abbey's House. Let's talk a little more about your Springtacular event. It's coming up on May 16th. Sounds like it's far away, but before you know it, it'll be here.
Oh, yeah, in a blink of an eye.
Time flies at the Holy Cross Hogan Center from 6 to 9 p.m. What is a Springtacular?
Sure. So it is a food and beverage tasting event with a silent auction. So right now we are expecting to have at least 19 tasting stations. So make sure that you're hungry when you come. We're going to have local area businesses come and serve up food and beverages. And then we have a robust silent auction. So we're looking at 50 plus silent auction items. Right now confirmed, we have 4 pair of Red Sox tickets to an upcoming game in July against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So a little World Series rematch.
Wow.
Which will be awesome.
I'm sure you'll get lots for that.
Yeah. And then we have a Board and Brush is a local area business that just opened up in Westboro, Massachusetts. They were gracious enough to donate a party of 4. So there's going to be a lot of interesting items that people can come and...
We'll count on our radio stations to make a donation too.
Thank you so much.
We'll help you guys out. And then the other event that you have is in October on the 19th, the 5K walk, run, can you, whatever
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, whichever you want to do. We have a lot of people don't really like running, so that's totally fine. You can certainly walk our course. That's a really great morning to be around the Abby's House community. You have staff members there. We have our volunteers there. Last year, we had a woman speak about her experience as a child in Abby's House. And it's a really fun morning to get out. You're up early, but that's all right because you're out for a great cause. You get to walk her out.
Where does it start?
So it starts at West Boylston Middle/High School, and it goes around the Wachusett Reservoir, which is really pretty, especially in the fall. You get the nice foliage. It's a nice morning just to be out in the community and kind of feel the Abby's love. We talk about the Abby's love. Our community is so awesome and supports us, and it's a really great morning to really feel that Abby's House love.
So, Stephanie, who was or is Abby?
Oh, I just finished a book about Abby Kelly Foster. So she was from Massachusetts. She was an abolitionist in the early to mid 1800s. She lived in Worcester. The place she lived at was called Liberty Farm. She lived with her husband, Stephen Foster, and their daughter, Alla. And she was a Quaker, and she really advocated all around New England and the Midwest for abolition and end of slavery. And she was, at that time, women were not expected to speak publicly in front of mixed crowds.
Oh, boy.
And she was one who was very vocal, which was an incredible orator, gathered large crowds to hear about the problem with slavery and the need to end slavery. And so she, as a woman, was doing something that was really ahead of other women or ahead of society at that time by being out front. She's sat on committees for the American Anti-Slavery Society, again, one of the first women of her time to be in that type of role. So she also, as sort of towards the middle to end of the 1800s, she did become more involved with the women's movement, particularly to get the right to vote. And the first women's rights convention was held in Worcester in the 1850s, and she was there and she spoke there.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little history lesson from you.
Yeah.
You know, back then, I mean, we take it for granted that, you know, women have the right to vote, they have the right to, you know, speak up and you know, do whatever they feel the need to do. Back then, it was very suppressed. Like, you know, women were, you know, cook, clean, raise the family, and that was it. And that's not a very long time ago when you think of it and of how long we've been around. The 1800s, yeah, it's a long time ago, but not a very long time ago. Thank God people like Abby Kelly Foster were around advocating for what they thought was right and how to empower women and how to give women equal rights. And for it to be around for so long in this form where not only are you giving women a voice, but you're giving them a place to start, a home, people to spend time with, people that can guide them in a certain part of their life. So That's a wonderful story. And you said you were reading, is it a book that you read?
I just finished it like two nights ago. It's called I Speak for My Slave Sister. Yeah, it was about her life.
And it's about Abby.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the thrift shop because I really think that there's so much that the community can do. I know that, you know, monetary donations, of course, always acceptable because you always have expenses. But clothing and shoes and, you know, beauty products, women need stuff. And, you know, tell me more about the thrift shop.
Yeah, so the great thing about our thrift shop, which you started to touch on, was, you know, it's something easy. Someone can, you know, be cleaning out their closet. Springtime's coming up, spring cleaning. You start weeding through the closet. Maybe you find some old clothing that maybe doesn't fit anymore, that you don't really wear. So the Abby's House Thrift Shop accepts right now women's clothing. There's shoes that you can bring, accessories. We have really nice handbags, jewelry. And we do accept also children's clothing if it's still new with tags on it. We have small household items. So it's a great community resource for women who, you know, maybe can't spend the $20 down the store to get a new top, but they can come to the thrift shop and they can find a nice, mm-hmm. gorgeous top that they can wear to an interview or they can wear out.
Or makeup, nail polish. I mean, that stuff's really expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you start adding up, you know, a couple different outfits, I mean, that can be close to $100. So you can come to the thrift shop and you can get something for under $20 and it's fantastic. You can get a few different outfits.
Do you welcome any local businesses that can provide a service for a day? Like today is spa day. We're doing nails today. Any of the ladies in our shelter want to have their nails done?
Yeah, we have what's called the Women's Center. So our commercial kitchen and meal program is part of the Women's Center where we'll do programs. We have a woman who comes in. She cuts hair for women. So along with, like, dressing nicely from the thrift shop, when women get their hair cut, they feel great, right? They feel so, like, they feel like they're worth something.
Self-esteem. That's huge.
Yep.
When you feel good about yourself, you feel good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And folks, if you're going to do some spring cleaning and bring some clothes or any kind of items over to Abby's house, throw them in the washing machine first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah, you guys aren't a dumpster. It's not, you know, I could throw this away or I could give it to Abby's house. Yeah. Really look at the stuff that you have and, you know that the women that are receiving this are and should feel proud about who they are and, you know, what you're giving them.
And Tony, we do give free clothing to women in need too. So women who both come to us as well as women who are connected to some local agencies can come in with a letter from their agency on the agency's letterhead and we can provide them a voucher to the thrift shop. So we provided
winter coats, hats, mittens, gloves.
Yeah.
And especially for children. You never want to see a child go without.
And we do have, just want to mention, on our website that you mentioned before, www.abbyshouse.org, we do have a list of what we accept in the thrift shop and the times that the shop is open.
Oh, great. That's great. Well, let's give it a plug one more time. Springtacular, May 16th, Holy Cross Hogan Center. That's happening from 6 to 9. It's a great food and beverage event. Lots of sampling, lots of great items, including Red Sox tickets in their silent auction. If you have an item that you'd like to donate for the silent auction, you're a local business or someone who has access to tickets to a show, maybe the Hanover Theater, that, hey, you know what, these are extra, I'll give them to you guys. They can contact you at abbyshouse.org.
Yes, or they can also call us by phone. So our phone number is 508-756-5486, and they can ask to speak to Kelly, who is our director of development, who would be happy to answer any questions that anyone has.
And the Abby's House 5K coming up on October 19th, a great way to get out and enjoy the fall foliage and help someone at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. And check back on our website. We'll have ticket purchases for our Springtacular. The link should be up shortly and the 5K as well.
And you're on social media, I suppose?
We are. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And your handle, of course, Abby's House.
Abby's House 1976 for Facebook and Instagram.
ABBYS 1976. Stephanie Page, the executive director of Abby's House, and Colleen McGoldrick, development and communications specialist. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all that Abby's House does here in Worcester County.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you'd like to be considered a future guest on Worcester Speaks Out, email me at tonybristol@iheartmedia.com.